Part 4. Left-click on these words to hear a sound file of Part 4. Are query letters useful? Many books on writing recommend that a query letter describing the article that you plan to write be sent to the editor. This includes journal articles. Thus, the editor will instruct you on what he or she wants. If the editor is not interested, you saved time, which would have been spent writing an article that would have been rejected. It is easy to write dozens of query letters, especially with a computer. The same letter can be used with a different name for the editor. Thus, you could make hundreds of offers in a very short time to find an editor that is interested in a specific article you plan to write. And when you find an editor that is interested, you can tailor the article to his precise desires. My opinion is query letters would only work for well-known writers who have been widely published and for established PhD writers for technical journals. The method would also probably work for less prominent writers, if the editor knows them and already published some of their work. If you fall into the above category, then query letters are extremely useful. If not, then the above is not good advice for you. Much of the published advice on writing articles comes from highly successful writers that are well known to editors. Most of their advice is quite useful for anyone who writes. However, some of their suggestions would only work for individuals that are more or less similar to themselves. This is especially the case with the query letter. A busy editor will probably quickly reject almost any query letter from an individual who is unknown to him or her. An alternative method to the query letter was presented earlier in this text. Basically, the idea was to send a cover letter along with your manuscript indicating your willingness to rewrite the entire article to meet the precise specifications of the potential publisher. Since the query letter is useful when you reach a certain level of establishment in the field, it is worth knowing how to write these letters, which is explained under the next heading. How to write a query letter. A query letter can be written by answering the questions at the end of this paragraph in writing. Ignore or modify the questions that are irrelevant to you and your article. When answering these questions, keep in mind that your answers are intended to sell your idea to the editor. Your final answer should be edited in such a way as to produce a 1 or 2 page formal business letter making your offer. During the editing process, it might be necessary to remove some text or add additional information. It is better to keep the letter to a single page if possible. The questions for this letter writing process are as follows. Your opening statement: what would you like to write about? Tell the editor what you would like to write about and ask him if he is interested. T. Summary of the article you plan to write: what are the primary points of your article? Give a brief summary of your article. The summary should be as interesting as possible. Your qualifications: what are your qualifications to write this article? B. Do you have any formal degrees? C. What articles did you publish in the past? D. What are the most impressive magazines that published your articles? Try to answer these questions in such a way as to convince the editor that you are qualified to write the article. Add any other information to persuade the editor of your ability to do the job. The closing statement: what is your closing statement? Ask the editor if he or she is interested in your article to contact you at a specific phone number and address. Conclusion: thus, the answer to the question, can you get published, is yes, but there is some type of price involved, which can involve time, effort and money. If the time and effort investment is low, the money investment might be high, as can be seen from the fees of Vantage Press or the editor that accepts your work might be from an insignificantly small publication, who cannot pay any fee. If the time and effort investment includes both years of study and building a reputation as an established article writer, there may be significant financial rewards for your effort. However, you must keep in mind that in the article writing field, being good or even excellent by itself will not get you published. You must convince editors and readers that your efforts are truly valuable. References: Gene M. Ferdet, Editor, Writer's Digest, The Handbook of Magazine Article Writing, 1988. Max Gunther, Writing the Modern Magazine Article, 1982. Editor Kirsten C. Holm, 1997, Writer's Market, 1996. Michael H. Markle Technical Writing Situations and Strategies, 3rd edition, 1992. Dwayne G. Newcomb A Complete Guide to Marketing Magazine Articles, 1975.